We welcome you on this day, on this Easter Sunday, and we rejoice in the blessing the Lord has given us. You might note that if you need the order of service, which is a special order of service for the resurrection of our Lord, if you go to our website, trinity-lcms.org, trinity-lcms.org, and you go to the menu part, and then where it says news, and then bulletin, and you should be able to find it under that. We'd like to note too then, we rejoice in that. We will be doing much singing, and we give thanks for that. Also to note too that we will be singing one hymn for the Lord's Supper, even though we're not able to gather at this time. Blessings of our Lord as we gather in His peace and remember His peace on this day of resurrection. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
O come, let us receive His gifts and worship Him. Hallelujah.
We sing hymn 457, Jesus Christ is risen today. 457, Jesus Christ is risen today. and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved of the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave me the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your punishment now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you with your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
On this your confession, I, as a culminating servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in this stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with my spirit.
Let us pray to the Lord. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son,
you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We sing hymn 488, He is risen, glorious Word. The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Acts chapter 10, beginning at the 34th verse. Actually, not the Old Testament lesson, it's a New Testament lesson, Acts. So Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I say that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who have been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sin through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak the gradual together. Christ has risen from the dead, and God the Father has crowned him with glory and honor. He has made him ruler over the works of his hands. He has put everything under his feet. We sing 463, Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia, 463. The epistle reading is from Colossians chapter 3. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak the Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Christ is risen from death.
Alleluia. And has brought life and immortality to life through the gospel. Alleluia.
We sing hymn 477. Alleluia, Alleluia. Hearts to heaven, 477. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now after the Sabbath, towards the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell the disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith with the meaning of the second article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy and precious blood, and with the innocent sufferings of death, that I may be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Even as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns through all eternity. This is most certainly true. We sing hymn 461, "I Know That My Redeemer Lives," hymn 461. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you. Strange times, strange places, strange things going on, nothing in the ordinary, everything out of the ordinary. And yet here we are today. Just so everybody knows straight up front, the devil tried as he may, and he tried as he might, and he tried to close down Easter. Little hint. He didn't do it. You know what's amazing to me is that I think Satan would have thoroughly enjoyed closing all the doors of the churches. But we have found that through the internet, the world is coming to our doors. I look at the Facebook and I look at where people are coming from. And they're coming from all over the states, from all over the country, and from all over the world. For us, it's an anxious time, but sometimes an exciting time to just think about that. But today, I'm going to ask you for a moment to put yourself in the place of the disciples, Mary, the other Mary, and the rest of the followers of Jesus. Put yourself in the place of them on Saturday. Now, we know that it was a Sabbath, so they celebrated that. Sabbath was meant to be celebrated to mark the hope and the surety we have in Christ, or have in God. But I'm going to guess they didn't feel so sure anymore. They had seen Good Friday, and Easter Sunday was yet to come. And there they are, sitting right there, living as Saturday people, whose hopes have been squashed. Hopes of a Redeemer, hopes of Messiah, hopes of the Promised One. And even though they had the knowledge of Scripture that had been given to them, and even though Jesus had told them at least three times what was going to happen, they still have fear. We even see that on Sunday night. Remember, all the disciples are locked in their rooms, except for Thomas. He shows up later. And this is what Jesus said. Let's take a look at least one incident, and that's in Matthew 16. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to the disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to the life. Now, did you notice it says, from that time on, Jesus began to explain. So that means it was more than that once. And we know it was at least two other times. We see it in Matthew 17. We see it in Matthew 20. But even with that knowledge, there is something different when you come face to face with trouble. It's something different when you have the words and you hear about it, and then you get smacked in the face with a 2x4. They had been with Jesus. They saw the people praising him and taking palm branches and throwing them down before him, their cloaks and the Hosanna, Hosanna, God first. They saw the miracles that he has done. They were with him on that night that he washed the feet of the disciples. They were there when the Lord gave the supper. This is my body, this is my blood for the forgiveness of your sins. They were there. They went with him to the Garden of Gethsemane and fell asleep.
several times. He did not. And then it all went downhill. Jesus had told them that they would deny him. Peter himself said, "I would never deny you." And Jesus said, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." Jesus, even if I must die, I will never deny you. And the other disciples said the same. And when the guards came with their torches and their lanterns and their swords and their clubs, and they came to the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus was kissed by Judas as a betrayal. Peter even drew out a sword, cut off the ear of a servant, and Jesus healed it and said, "Put that away." They arrested Jesus, and you know what the disciples did? Scattered. And the rooster crowed three times. They saw their Messiah, the one they had hope in. They saw him die. They saw him suffer. They saw him beaten. They saw him buried. When reality hits you in the face, your whole thoughts change. And theirs changed. It wasn't hope that they had. They had terror. They had fear. They had confusion. When reality hits. We saw the Marys come to the tomb. And they might be called suffering an identity crisis. Identity crisis comes when there's some kind of conflict. Sometimes it can be something like this. I remember the young man, he was very proud of his wife. They were in the hospital and his wife gave birth to their firstborn. And by the way, that young man was also very proud for every birth after that too. He was very proud of his wife and she gave birth to their first child and the child was whisked away. Now as a husband, this is a quite exciting thing. But the child was taken to the nursery, and so now, okay, what is the father? Well, now I'm a father, so I better go follow. And watch in the nursery, and they're poking and they're prodding. You know, that's a lot of fun. What do you do to my kid? It just came to the world. And then there's a little confusion. What do you do? Am I a father and watch over my child, or am I a husband and go be with my wife? And the answer is both. And it wasn't until the nurse came along and said, "The child will be fine. There's not anything you can do. Go be with your wife. We'll bring her in soon when we're done." Apparently the nurse had seen it before. But there's also times that identity crisis come, and that one's not a bad one. Identity crisis comes when things happen to us and we don't know what to do. And we start letting those circumstances start to define us instead of who we are. And the troubles and the sorrows or whatever it may be that comes our way, or the peer pressures, and they come our way, and we start identifying ourselves as a person who now needs a drink. A person who needs now to take drugs to escape. A person who is suffering from whatever else it may be. And along the way, sometimes we have an identity crisis as who is God? What is he doing here? Is this what's happening to me, good or bad? I'm not sure. There's a Chinese parable that went something like this. There was this man, and he had this horse, a stallion, and his family made money off of it. Then one day, that stallion takes off running. A out of sight, out of mind. Probably not out of mind, but gone. And the neighbor came up and said, "Oh, see, your stallion has run off. This is really bad." And the owner said, "Bad or good, I cannot say. All I can say is the horse ran off." Not too much long later, that stallion brought back with it 12 other horses. And now the man had 13 horses. And the neighbor came and said, "Ah, I see what you mean. This is a good thing. You have all these horses now." And he says, "Whether it's bad or good, I cannot say. All I can tell you is there are 13 horses." Then the son is breaking some of those horses, those wild horses that had come back. And he's bucked off, he's thrown off, and he breaks a leg. And what do you think the neighbor would say? Bad luck. I wonder what the neighbor would say when the army comes through and starts recruiting all able young men, except for this young man has a broken leg. Why do I tell you that? Why do I go that way? Why do we tell you this parable? Because, be honest, I cannot be sure about many things in this world. I don't know. But what I can be sure of are the things when this is put into my hands and it's open and I read it and I hear it. From this, I can speak certainties and truths. I can see this and I can tell you, I know that our Lord died on the cross. And I know why he did it. So that you and I would be forgiven. I know that he was raised from the dead. I know that our God is a God of love. I know that our God is a compassionate God, a merciful God, a loving God, a forgiving God. How do we know that? For sure. Because God's word is open to us. That we can read and hear it. That's how I know that the Lord speaks to us through this very thing. In our life, sometimes we can try to let circumstances and try to decide if they're good or they're bad, and we can also use those circumstances to try to define God or to divine ourselves. The Marys and the disciples were letting the circumstances define them. And the main thing that caused for that definition was this: what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to me? And although Mary's went to they went there, notice what they did. They came and they were afraid, and they came looking for what the angel said, "You are looking for the crucified Lord." Now they had the promises, and they knew. But it wasn't until it was opened to them, and the word of the Lord was spoken to them through the angel, and then they saw, "He is not here. He is not here." And then they went away from there. With what? Great joy. And we're going to see that throughout history. We're going to see the disciples, even though they were in the upper room and afraid, Jesus came to them himself. He spoke his word, and then they were sent out. They were still afraid, but then they were sent out. And of all of them, either they tell us in Scripture or by tradition, they all died martyrs except for John. How could they do that? Because of the truth of what God had revealed. We're in strange times. We're wearing masks. We're keeping a distance from each other. We're in strange times. But know today, the circumstance does not define us. The virus does not define who we are. No more than Mary and the disciples were defined by the fear that they had. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who defines us. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who has baptized you and made you his own. It was the resurrected Lord who said to the disciples, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have given you. And I will be with you always to the very end of the age." He gets to do that. And when we live in between on Saturday and wonder what's going to happen to us, even though we have the knowledge and we have the promises, we'll remain in fear. But when we understand the Good Friday and Easter Sunday go together, then we will rejoice in our risen Lord. We will rejoice in all that He has given. Now, there are times we will slip back and become afraid again, and you know what the Lord has given us? Repentance. We die and rise daily, asking for forgiveness, and daily He raises us up. But there's more to be told. There's more to be told, and that is this, that on that day, there was no longer confusion for Mary and the others. From then on out, it was ever more clear that He kept His promises, that our Lord Jesus Christ bought us with His blood and not with gold or silver. But the only confusion there would be for the devil. Because the devil was sure he had it laid out. Let's crucify him. Let's get rid of him. He says he's the Son of God. Ha! And then the day of resurrection comes. It's like, oh, something went wrong. Something went wrong. And he found out that he couldn't keep the Lord down. And that old devil will come and he'll whisper in our ears. But we get to tell him, you know, the day of the resurrection is a joy for us, but there's a casket there waiting for death. Because in Jesus' death and life, strangely enough, death was put to death. And life was born anew. And strangely enough, sin was conquered and we were given life. And strangely enough, the devil, when he had all that power he had over us, we can say, get on back. We can say to the devil when he whispers in our ear, get back, fool. Don't you know about social distancing? The Lord's between us. Shoo. You liar. Today is the day of resurrection. It is not the filthy lies that we listen to. We have hope. The Lord has given us hope as He has given us faith. That we have hope and joy that looks back and looks ahead and raises us above the now. Raises us above the now to know that whether I live or die, it is in the Lord. How is it that martyrs were burned at the stake and sang hymns because the fires and the flames did not define them? The Lord did. Whether they live or die, it is in the Lord that they rest. We have been given a death of the resurrection, Romans 6 tells us. Romans 6 tells us we've been given, we've died to our sins and are alive in Christ. I like it. I'm keeping it and keeping hold. So whenever we run into those moments where we let viruses or health concerns, wherever we let our age think that's what defines us, remember this day, Good Friday. And then remember the next day, 2 days later, the resurrection. And not live in the in-between Good Friday and Easter, but join together as His. For He has done that and accomplished all those things for you. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. I'm going to invite you to stand as we have our responsive prayer. And we will also have in our prayer Elaine and Larry Samuels, who will celebrate their wedding anniversary on Tuesday, April 15th.
O God of life and Father of all, Lord Jesus Christ, according to your abundant grace, you have begotten us again unto new and living hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. You have transformed the night
of doubt and sorrow into the new and eternal day of joy and gladness.
You have brought life and mortality to light by the glad tidings that Christ is risen. You have delivered your Son, who died for our sins, from the grip of death and raised him by your power.
That which you sowed in dishonor and weakness, you raised in power and glory.
O God, we praise you that through him you removed death's sting for us.
You have brought us victory over the grave.
Fill our hearts with joy of the resurrection. Send the conquering banner of Christ's victory into all the world.
Grant that many more nations may join the hosts of heaven in songs of triumph.
In the promise of Easter, take away from us all fear of death.
Let the radiant beams of Easter light shine into the depths of our souls.
Renew us in the spirit of Him who is the way, the truth, and the life. Dear Lord, we pray that you'll be with Elaine and Larry as they celebrate their wedding anniversary. And we also ask that you would visit with presence those who are sick, lonely, and discouraged. We pray especially for those who face the pandemic. Let not the fear overcome them, but know that in Christ, whether in life or in death, we rejoice in you. And we also pray that you would be with Emma and Bob, who are hospitalized. With those recovering from surgery and illness or injury, especially Miriam, Keith, Lou, Roger, Lynn, Emma, Carol, Kira, Barbara, Sophia, Larry, Don, Richard, Michaela, Sue, Bob, Jim, Leslie, Ray, Ralph, Robin, Jerry, Beth, Linda, and Jane. With those physically confined due to health, especially John and Pearlie, Radwig, Esther, Bob, and Norma, Dorothy, Harold, Betty, Vida, Orville, and Fanny, and Teresa. Be with those contending with health issues, including Erica, Jeff, Ken, Nicole, Arla, Archie, David, Russell, Amy, Sammy, Carol, Brandon, Alvin, Yvonne, Farah, Olive, Michelle, Lee, Michael, Julia, Dick and Jane, Charlene, Weston, Tabitha, Clara, Lavono, Jessica, Mary Margaret, Emma, Alicia, Faith, Kylie, Mary, Arlene, Blake, Roberta, Bill, Shirley, Kaylee, Emma, Sarah, Anthony, Brady, Rowena, Chelsea, and Ruth Ann. Be with those managing the effects of cancer, including Marriott, Beth, Stephanie, Connie, Joyce, Joanne, Thatcher, Ron, Jennifer, Jerry, Brianna, Linda, Louise, Jamie, David, Renee, Tom, Stephanie, Shelley, Susan, Todd, Hannah, Ed, Ron, Rachel, Teresa, Nancy, Sue Ellen, Sonia, Frank, Larry, Judy, Carl, Donna, Amy, Susan, Kent, Al, Bethany, and Jane. And be with the families of those who have been called from this life, the family of Catherine and the family of Kelton, and all their friends and loved ones. In your grace and mercy, deliver them from their trials. Guide us, your children, as we seek to call another minister of your word to our congregation.
Inspire us and help us to find proper servant for your ministry and church.
All this we pray in the name of the risen Lord.
Amen.
A reminder for the offerings that although we are not here, you can drop them off, send them in, or as you see fit, you can also donate or give your offerings online. Just go to the website and click the donation button. We sing hymn 633 at the Lamb's High Feast. We sing 633. Even though we don't have communion at the moment, it reminds us as we look forward to gathering together once again to receive that great gift of Christ's body and blood for his people. We pray the prayer the Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray to the Lord. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, to the glory of God the Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Amen. We sing hymn 478, The Day of Resurrection, 478, all four stanzas.
Thank you.